Caravelli doing a cover of Les Poppies' Non, non, rien changé. No, no, it never changes. The world continues to suck. War goes on. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Now more than ever. Before this, we heard Beck performing the song Girl, the Apples in Stereo with a Rainbow, a commercial for Alias Pink Puzz, and an LP by Paul Revere and the Raiders. I played The Music Explosion with Can't Stop Now, and I started that set out with Ronnie and the Daytonas performing Brave New World. So we're getting down to the wire here. Only got one more song for you. Richard Wigg is up next with The Wig Out. Of course, after Richard, Harry Parmenter will be here with his Fun House. I'm going to play you off now with a song by The Fevers. And it's called Ain't I Good For You. This is Becky. I want to thank you for joining me again this Sunday. And I hope to see you here next week. Here are The Fevers. Good night, everybody. When you wake
is your swinging station.
Floyd, 1965, their first recordings, Lucy Leave, probably their most famous from that session. Pulled that from a double 45, double 7-inch that came out about 10 years ago. It's got six songs on it, five originals, four by Syd Barrett. And I just love the Bad Little Woman vibe that that has, Lucy Leave. Lucy Leave because you're a bad little woman. All right, sounded very raunchy there. In 1965, not quite seeing what the Floyd would become a year or two later, as they would psych out. All right, you're wigging out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wigg. I'm gonna be blasting out the Blastables here. I am thrilled that you're here, Wigg folk. I love being here with you every Sunday night. Yeah, the middle hour of swinging Sunday is what we like to call it. Becky gets things started. 7 p.m. Eastern, New York City time with Bubblegum OD, and then Harry. Harry closes it down from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern time with the Fun House. Expect the unexpected with Harry Parmenter. And then here we are, the middle hour where we are flipping out and wigging out. All right, we're going to start off this next set here with another track from that Pink Floyd double 7-inch, double 45. This is written by Roger Waters, and it's called Walk With Me, Sydney.
Ooh, walk with me, Sydney.
I love to, love to, love to, baby, you know.
Ooh, walk with me, Sydney.
I love to, love to, love to, love to, love to.
Walk with me, Sydney.
Feet. fallen arches, baggy knees and a broken frame, meningitis, peritonitis, DTs and a washed out brain. Baggy knees and a broken frame, meningitis, peritonitis, DTs and a washed out brain. checkerboards are weaving into dots and lines. It's like the walls are breathing.
Pop up drops. Pop up drops.
I've had lots of candy before, but this one's really new. A million different flavors all at once.
Milwaukee, 1983, Plastic Land, Euphoric Trapdoor Shoes. From a 45 on their own label, the Skedelic label, they put out a number of great 7-inches on their own label before, I think, hooking up with Pink Dust for their first album. Now, let's see, we also had Plastic Land, 1982, from an EP, Pop Up Drops, also on the Skedelic label. Oh man, love Plastic Land. That closes out a set of what I might say are Pink Floyd-inspired groups from the modern era. I know more than 40 years ago, some of these. Speaking of which, the Dukes of Stratosphere, 25 O'Clock from 1985, Your Gold Dress. The Dukes of Stratosphere, of course, XTC in Disguise, put out this great 6-song, 12-inch EP, 12-inch extended player. I hesitate to call it a long player, since it's only got 6 songs. On the Virgin label, it's XTC in Disguise. Had a bunch of us wondering, who the heck put out this great original vintage sounding record, man? It just blew everybody away, and turns out it was XTC. All right. And then we had 2 tracks from Paperhead, from Nashville, Pictures of Her Demise. We played that a number of times here on the Wig Out. That's a 2012 single on Trouble in Mind Records. And then the other one from 2011, their first 45, Dear Mr. Vacant, on Nashville's Dead record label. And then we started off with the Pink Floyd, Walk With Me, Sydney, from this double 7-inch release from 2015. This is the first official release, I believe, or at least on vinyl, the first official release of a recording session that they had in 1965. You can hear in that song maybe some of the germinations of what later became Floyd. I also thought on that track they sounded a little bit like the Downliner Sect with the comical lyrics there about the DTs and the saggy knees and so on. Woo! All right. And then just a year later, 1966, they freaked out. Yeah, it was just a hint at the psychosis to come. Oh, yeah, you're tuned to The Wig Out, speaking of psychosis, on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm the Blastos here from the Bunker Studio at the Wigwam. All right, let's go to Canada, Halifax.
Just one more chance for love to last till the end of my day. And to get her back, these are the words that I had to say. I'll always be your guy.
Believe me,
I'll never make you cry.
Believe me,
I'll always stand by your side.
Believe me,
just to keep you satisfied.
Believe me.
Telling you nothing but the truth. It's the same old play, and it happens every day. She wanted things to be the way that they were. And to get her back, I had to say these things to her. I'll always be your guy.
Believe me,
I'll never make you cry.
Believe me,
I'll always stand by your side.
Believe me,
just to keep you satisfied.
Believe me.
Nothing but the truth. It's the same old play, and it happens every day.
I do. It's a dirty shame the way you use my name. They say all over town you come on and put me down. But you don't know.
You don't know.
Now you don't know.
No, no, no.
My name. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a dirty, dirty shame.
Yeah.
It's a dirty, dirty shame.
You say that you love me, but you love something.
Nation's capital, the Esquires from Ottawa. It's a dirty shame. 45 on Columbia Records, 1966, and it sounds like it too. Oh yeah, that closes out a set of Canadian Concussors. All right, English Canadian Concussors. Glynis did a great set, did a great show a couple of weeks ago where she did all French fuzz. A lot of those were Canadian French fuzz, but we got English Canadian groups here. All right, the Shays. From Toronto, Want You, I Don't, on the Roman label, 1966. They were the, I hate to call them the backing band, but they played with David Clayton Thomas and the Shays, and this is a 45 on their own, 1966, on the Roman label. Really, just any excuse to play a Fred Keeler guitar solo on the Wig Out. One of my favorite guitarists from the Toronto scene. Incredible tone, man. Woo, tell me off. Let's see, we had the Guess Who from Winnipeg, also from 66. Believe Me, U.S. issued 45 on the Scepter label. And then the Heart. I always thought the vocalist in the Heart sounded a bit like Burton Cummings. And so we played those two back-to-back, Treat Me Bad. They were also from the Ottawa area from 1967 on the Sir John A label. And then we went back to the Prairies, Calgary, 1968. The 49th parallel, She Says, on the RCA Victor label. Love the tremolo fuzz in the middle there. It's a great, chimey, almost sensitive number. And then they hit you right between the eyes with that tremolo fuzz. All right. And then from Halifax, The Great Scots, 1965. That's My Girl, Rotten to the Core. Oh, yeah. On Epic Records. All right. Friends, Wigsters, Wig Folk, you're tuned to the Wig Out here, WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the blastables here. Give me an all right. All right. Yeah. I went to the Canadian box to pull out a couple of 45s, and then next thing I knew, I had a set, and then the next thing I knew, I had two sets. So it's all Canada out, taking us out the rest of the show here. The Haunted 125, you might be familiar with. You should be familiar with. It's on Pebbles 1, so it's been in circulation for 45 years or so. Great 1966 single from the Montreal Maulers there of The Haunted. It has a couple of different issues. There's a 45 issue on quality. There's the LP version. And then there's a U.S. version on Amy Records. And I think the fuzz is a little bit louder, but it also has the original. Ooh. Dirty lyrics. Don't blush, peoples. And we're going to play that right now. Here's the Amy version of The Haunted. 125. All right.
take the upper hand. She's like a dog without a fleas. Yeah, she ain't no use to me. Hey! 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 Yeah!
Seat on my jeans, so why can't you love me? I got a room downtown with a fire escape, with a laundromat down the street. I got hot and cold water and a touch-tone phone, so why can't you love me? Well, I memorized the hippie philosophy, and I wrote a letter to Paul McCartney. I got a fat neck Kent with a broken G, and a record machine with a 3-speed, and I can cook a craft dinner in a half an hour, so why can't you love me? We'll break away, and later today I'll teach you how to fly. Break away and come to stay, when you leave home crying, keep the hype, I said yeah. $1,000 and we can pawn your rings on Church Street, and we can sell paper flowers in the street forever. How happy we will be. And then I can push when you get pregnant, stop and save for a nursery, and we gotta make sure that the kid learns right. How happy we will be. Well, I memorized the hymn with philosophy, and I wrote a letter to Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Tell me off again. The Power of Beckett, 1967, a Montreal Mahler. Lost Soul in Disillusion, a 45 on the quality label, a quality Quesha. Yeah, all right. That closes out our Canadian concussors there on the wig out. Oh, yeah, baby. From Vancouver, from the Vancouver area near Surrey, the Northwest Company, 1967, Heart to Cry on the Grenadier label. And we had the jury. Who dat? 1966. A Winnipeg Whaler and a Prairie Pounder on the Port label. Oh, man. That one gets me every time. All these get me every time. What am I saying? What am I saying? Wig, get it together. All right. Jay Telfer, 1968. Life, Love, and the Pursuit of Happiness on the Sir John A label. He was formerly of the Toronto group A Passing Fancy, written his letter to Paul McCartney and everything. I love the lyrics in that one. The Ugly Ducklings, 1966, from Toronto. She Ain't No Use to Me on the Yorktown label. I was in a group called the King's English, and we used to cover that, and our bass player would purposely play out a tune and then hit the note at the wrong time, which is the right time if you're covering that song properly. Oh, yeah. And then we started off with The Haunted, 125. 1966, a real, true Montreal Mahler there on the Amy label. That is the U.S. issue, with the original lyrics, which are really not all that dirty. A little bit suggestive, maybe, but the record executives, strung off to the right, made them re-record that with some cleaned-up lyrics for the Canadian issue on Quality Records. All right, Wig Folk, you've been tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig, honored to be here every week, blasting out the blast bolts. You know the score. All right, we got news, man. Starting tomorrow, March 3rd, Monday, March 3rd, is the WFMU Marathon. Oh yeah, fire up your wallets, baby. This is where we come for your support. We are proudly listener-supported, and we're looking forward to your pledges over the next couple of weeks. So be ready for that. We'll be coming in hard, asking for your money, money, money next week here on the Wig Out. But it starts tomorrow. Starts tomorrow on all the streams and on the mothership. We appreciate your support. All right, let's close it out here. We got Harry coming up at the top of the hour with the Fun House. And we're going to take it out with one more here, a local California group, the Scimitars, with a 45 on High Tide Records. Here's Barry Simone. All right. Be back next week, Wigsters. Same week time, same week channel.
music. That's our middle name.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.